This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Thierry Gaudet. Tight U.S. beef supply has pushed South Korea import of Australian beef toward its safeguard volume limit. We will have more right after this.
Rod Stewart.
Will I see you tonight?
A special evening with the icon.
On a downtown train.
A night of hit. After hit. After hit. With special guest Richard Marx. Friday, August 14th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Don't miss an electrifying event. Friday, August 14th. Rod Stewart, live.
According to USMEF Vice President of Asia Pacific, Jin He Yang, importers are buying early ahead of expected safeguard trigger, which could affect chilled beef import for both the U.S. and Australia for the rest of the year.
As of June 30th, about 93% of the safeguard volume had been utilized, and the safeguard is expected to be triggered by mid-July this year. In the past, the safeguard period after the trigger was relatively short, so importers generally continued without major adjustment. But this year, the market may need to manage nearly half a year of chilled beef demand after the safeguard trigger.
Yang shared that the upcoming safeguard trigger for Australian beef will benefit U.S. chilled beef, with major retailers already turning to the U.S. market.
Now, nearly 90% of the 125,000 metric tons imported through May was frozen. So the greatest impact is expected to be on Australian chilled Wagyu and chilled grain-fed beef product. As a result, U.S. beef is expected to gain the most opportunity in retail chains. The major retail chains and e-commerce channels have already begun securing U.S. chilled beef.
For more, visit usmef.org. For the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Thierry Gaudet reporting.